B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Oh, yes, the music tells me it's another year of Around the NFL. That's right. Each Monday at this time, I go around the NFL, what I saw over the weekend of NFL football. Some things that stood out to me around the NFL is brought to us by Farron Electric, from recessed lighting and chandelier or fixture installation to home automation and landscape lighting. Farron Electric can give your home an upgrade inside and out. They've done it for me. Schedule a consultation at FarronElectric.com. All right, let's start with number five and we'll get it over with. The Cowboys lost. Everybody's happy. Small consolation as for what happened to the Eagles yesterday. But Dallas nearly got this game into overtime. On their final drive of the game, Dak Prescott, getting pressured, steps up and throws the bomb to Michael Gallup.
Third and 10 at his own 34. Prescott back to throw deep. Down the left side. Gallup 25, 20 to the 15.
Yeah, this one's coming back. Michael Gallup pushed off. Yeah, no question. On Ramsey.
Oh, it's a shame. Offensive pass interference on Gallup. He stiff-armed Jalen Ramsey to get space. Ball game, and the Cowboys lose to the Los Angeles Rams 20-17. And oh, by the way, the Rams don't look bad. Could the Eagles start this season 0-2? Ooh. Number four, who needs Tom Brady? Yep. The Patriots keep rolling along, this time with a new quarterback named Cam Newton. A mobile Patriots quarterback? Yes, sir. Cam rushes 15 times for 75 yards, a couple of touchdowns, threw for 155 more, and New England slayed the Dolphins 21-11. Big play, Cam's 11-yard touchdown scamper in the third quarter puts the Pats up 14-3.
Backfield in motion left. Newton fakes to him, rolls to the right. Cam's going to run it to the 10. Outside to the 5. Newton to the pylon. Got
touchdown.
It.
Touchdown.
Patriots. His second in his New England debut.
That's a man right there, boy.
Woo. Yeah. And a Cam clean outfit, too, yesterday. Well, what, the canary yellow?
Yeah, he had the yellow
one. Uh-huh. Number three, speaking of Brady, not such a great start for the man. The Saints beat the heavily hyped Tampa Bay Buccaneers rather easily on Sunday, 34-23. Now, Brady, 23 for 36 with a pair of touchdowns, but he also threw two interceptions, one of them a pick six, and the other led to another Saints touchdown. Pedestrian day for Drew Brees, the other 40-plus old quarterback in the game. He was only 18 to 30 for 160, but Brees was helped considerably by this interception by Janoris Jenkins.
Brady takes a gun snap, quick throw near side. It's picked off. Janoris Jenkins, 15, 10, 3, 2, 1, touchdown. Janoris Jenkins.
It looked easy. The ball was behind him.
Tommy giving it up lately in his later years with the INTs. Number two. Well, it was almost the legend of Joe on Sunday. Almost. Joe Burrow, the kid, the number one pick in the draft, starting his first NFL game with the Cincinnati Bengals. Final possession of the game. The Bengals are down by three. Burrow starts the drive from his own 18, moves the Bengals to the Chargers' 23-yard line, and then kicker Randy Bullock comes on the field to send the game into overtime with a chip shot and...
Field goal try by Bullock to tie it.
Yeah, it went right. He pushed it and was limping after he missed the kick, suggesting some kind of a pulled muscle. Or was it just kicker embarrassment? We'll never know. And number one, now I'm reading on social media at halftime of the Bears-Lions game, and the folks are just killing Mitchell Trubisky. In fact, Tony Gonzalez on Fox said he's seen enough of Trubisky in one half, and he should be replaced by Nicky Franchise. But
how's
now,
everyone doing?
That's right. Trubisky gets off the mat, throws three touchdowns in the second half. The Bears win the game 27-23. But hold on. Was there a play at the end that cleared the result? Yes, there was. And I hate to do it to a local guy, but DeAndre Swift, what's up?
Stafford downfield. That is dropped by Swift. He was in the end zone. The rookie linebacker, or the rookie running back, DeAndre Swift, could not hold on. Would have been the touchdown to put the Lions in front.
Oh, no, the St. Joe Preppers are putting their heads down today over DeAndre. Yeah, he'll have better moments. And that concludes Around the NFL, brought to us by Farron Electric, from recessed lighting and chandelier or fixture insulation to home automation and landscape lighting. Farron Electric can give your home an upgrade inside and out. Schedule a consultation at farronelectric.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.